book your next trip in a general aviation aircraft, maybe cheaper than on an airline. We're going to look today at a game-changing technology. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Richard Kane, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Coastal Technologies Group in Boca Raton, Florida. A few days ago, we found out about a project that is going hot as we speak, in which Coastal Technologies is providing computer technology to provide a Travelocity or Orbitz or Expedia type interface that lets you book air taxi service. And it has got a huge potential for the future. It has a huge present capability as well, which I just found out moments before we started this interview. Richard, thanks for taking some time out to talk to our listeners. I know this is an exciting week for you.
That's my pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about how Coastal Technologies Group began. I saw reference to some work in the long-distance telephone industry. I think it's interesting to lay that background as a basis for how you got into what your current project is going to become.
Well, we have provided least cost routing on 500 billion telephone call transactions on a paid basis. It makes us one of the world's largest application service providers. And we've taken that routing technology, that high-speed optimization, and applied it to a new vertical. I have a board that loves aviation. I am personally an aviation enthusiast, and this was an opportunity for me to combine two of my passions. Math optimization, which is boring, aviation and aerospace, much more interesting.
Well, you know, it's like Ed Iacobucci of DayJets told me a few weeks ago. He said, you know, DayJets is actually just a computer project that happened to involve airplanes. And so I guess anytime we can blend our passion in with our bread and butter, it provides a unique an exciting opportunity. But this project, which our listeners can check out right now at door2doorair.com, and that's door numeral 2 door air.com, is giving businesses a remarkable tool. I went in and tried this just before we started this interview, and I went to your website and I put in a hypothetical trip from Greenville, South Carolina to Atlanta, Georgia on a Monday, returning on a Wednesday for two people. And your website is telling me I can get there more quickly in a Cirrus SR-22, almost door-to-door service. This is flying from GSP to ATL. This is flying from Greenville Downtown Airport to Charlie Brown Airport for less money than I could take these two people on an airline trip. This is remarkable to me. I realize that the short notice puts the airline at a disadvantage, but at the same time, the airlines are making a ton of money off these people who have this need, and this is a frequent business need.
This is a game-changing technology. You'll notice on this portal that there is no room for airport code. We're using the street address to drive discovery of the closest airport. And the general public has no idea that there are 5,400 public-use airports that they now have access to, and 98% of them live within 20 miles of this airport. It's really a stunning visual when you look at that. We are driving the discovery of these local airports and this convenient door-to-door service in a way that's not been done before.
I have to ask you this question because for years I lived just off the approach end of runway 30 at Portland Hillsboro Airport in Oregon. And this is an airport which is known primarily by local residents as the place where Intel flies its shuttle flights in and out, you know, five times a day in the morning, five times a day in the afternoon, whatever it is. And it has declined to become an airport providing scheduled airline service for years. Every time the local population is surveyed, they say, no, we don't want that. Do you risk having airports discovered which would prefer to remain anonymous?
Well, a big portion of this capability is targeted at essential air service. So there's a number of regions that are just really about to lose air service. The recent airline announcements, the cutbacks, but even before that, we're going to spend about $200 million next year to subsidize air travel, flying empty 19-seat regional turboprops at a subsidy of $600 to $800 a seat. And even then, with the increase in fuel prices, that doesn't work. It's a losing proposition. So you have air carriers wanting to abandon essential air service. On-demand service is more cost-efficient, more fuel-efficient. It's a greener technology, and it provides these essential links to community.
Well, that was the thing that struck me when we saw fuel prices start to go up, and you look at, you know, obviously some of it appears not to be driven purely by the fundamentals of supply-demand price in the oil industry. But if there is a role to be played in reducing our demand for oil-based products, the essential air service to me seems like an egregious violation of the laws of nature. I mean, we're, you know, to fly a 19-seat turboprop nearly empty, it just to me is horrendous, and especially as a government policy. Is there any sentiment at the Department of Transportation or any pressures from the environmental movement that points the FAA and the DOT toward looking favorably on this alternative?
Well, we are being closely watched by the DOT. What you're seeing is actually the pilot program that may help replace essential air service, and it includes airport signage at these local airports to inform the general public of the location. It includes maps to get them to the right FBO, because, after all, they're not going to an airline terminal. And it is the way to leverage these smaller airports in a way that you're not flying that empty plane on scheduled service back and forth between two hubs that no one wants to go to. And when they arrive, they still have an hour or two-hour drive in their cars. This is really the answer, and it's the fuel price that's driven the criticality of this. It really is a horrendous impact to the environment to fly scheduled service with empty airplanes, and yet that's what we're subsidizing.
All right. When we come back from our break, I want to talk about, just give us an idea how this experience would work, because I think for a lot of our listeners who have never flown in small aircraft, and I know that sounds like a ridiculous thing to say on Aero News, but we do have a lot of listeners who are not directly involved in the industry or do not own their own aircraft and have never flown anywhere except on an airliner. Let's compare those experiences when we come back from the break. This is a remarkable technology. We're talking with Richard Kane, the CEO of Coastal Technologies Group, about door2doorair.com and some upcoming implementations in a couple of states in the Southeast. This is on-demand air taxi service that you can book as easily as an airline flight. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
This is Granger Whitelaw, CEO of the Rocket Racing League, a new sports and entertainment league for the 21st century. You can find us at EAA Air Venture 2008 at the northwest corner of Aeroshell Square. At our exhibit, RRL Live, you can meet the pilots, receive autographs, fly simulators, and participate in games, hourly prize giveaways, and more. You will also receive a commemorative inaugural flight sticker when you sign up to become a fan of the Rocket Racing League. And come see us at Reno Air Races in September.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Welcome back to today's Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, and I'm talking today with Richard Kane, who's the CEO of Coastal Technologies Group in Florida. We're talking about door2doorair.com. This is a website that will allow you to have an interface that looks very much like Travelocity or Orbitz, but instead of booking airline flights, you're going to be able to book air taxi service. And this could be aircraft as small as a Cirrus SR-22. And there are a number of providers who are signed up to provide service for this platform. And it's going to have a big rollout in North Carolina here coming up soon. Richard, let me ask you specifically about what the travel experience is like in an air taxi model, because for people who are used to flying scheduled airlines, this is going to be a remarkably different experience. Now, before we had this interview, I went into your interface and, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, typed in a sample jaunt from Greenville, South Carolina to Atlanta, Georgia, leaving and then coming back 2 days later, like a sample business trip might be. And I got a quote of as low as $620 to fly. Well, actually, if I wanted to fly from Greenville downtown to DeKalb Peachtree, $570 for the trip down, and then something, you know, comparable, $607 for the trip back. And this is compared to doing it on the airlines with two people for $839 round trip per person. So you have considerably beat the airline's last minute price for this sample business trip. How often does this happen, and what other differences will people see in the experience?
The level of convenience of not connecting is, even if there were a price premium for the service, which sometimes there is, that level of convenience is astonishing. I personally flew Palm Beach, Tuscaloosa. That would have required an 8-hour connection, and instead it was 3 hours, 20 minutes in the Cirrus, at a cost far less for my 4 occupants of the aircraft than the airline fare would have been.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very common occurrence. The actual travel experience, we have to inform the general public of what it's like to fly in a low, slow, unpressurized aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
So a Cirrus might be at 8,000 feet. They will be asked to wear a headset or earplugs. They'll have a better view of the scenery. We have an about the aircraft type page for each of the types, and I'll touch on the types in a minute because it's an interesting range. But it informs them there's no lavatory, and you may experience turbulence in a different way. But mostly it's an extremely positive experience. We have pictures of the interior. Anyone familiar with a Cirrus knows that it looks like a BMW 3 Series inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a revelation for people. Then you start to talk about safety features like parachutes, anti-collision gear, weather gear. These planes truly have avionics that's better than a lot of the airline fleet, and people appreciate that.
Well, the airline experience, especially now that they have cockpit doors that are never open during flight and less interaction with the crew, has become really like a bus with wings. And this is more like getting a ride in a nice luxury car with, you know, first of all, the only people on the flight, generally speaking, are going to be the people you chose to fly with. And I hate to sound elitist, but we've all had experiences on airlines where we got stuck in that middle seat with mystery guests on each side, and it wasn't the greatest experience. To me, this just sounds like the actual travel becomes as much a part of the enjoyment as the destination.
It's absolutely an experience, and it's a revelation in convenience. When you drop somebody 5 minutes from their meeting, and you can move their luggage right to a limousine and get them to their meeting and bring them back the same day, it's seamless. It's the door-to-door air concept. Beyond this, you know, some of the larger equipment types, the Caravan will seat 8. We have to explain what these planes do and how many passengers you can bring. The Cirrus is literally so efficient that companies like Sats Air will fly 2 or 3 aircraft in lieu of a King Air and still beat a King Air price by $4,000 or $5,000. It's quite a concept, but that idea that you're booking an entire airplane is different for people, that you're paying a price for up to 3 passengers. We do have some hybrid per seat per airplane models, but educating the public is a challenge. Now, I would like to take the opportunity to tell you that JetPool is putting a Citation XLS into the program,
mm-hmm.
and now it's North Carolina to anywhere in the U.S., any airport with 4,500-foot runway length, in pressurized, you know, high-altitude comfort. So it is a range of experiences, and we need to really educate the public on the different equipment types.
Well, and we have mentioned the Cirrus SR-22 because in the sample flight I tried to get a quote on it. That was what came back as being quoted for equipment on that trip. But JetPool and Sats Air are both in the program. So is Skyway Air Taxi, Your Jet, Hopscotch Air, Sapphire Aviation, Flight Guest. DayJet is going to have a role in it at some point, which I know is not exactly in line with their business model, but I think it's a recognition that we need to grow this entire industry and establish this concept. And I think it's great they're working with you. And Linear Air will be coming available as well. There's a lot of different types of aircraft ranging from piston singles to business jets that are going to be available to people through this program.
Because this program is funded with Department of Transportation dollars, all carriers that can provide service need to be listed and propagated, and it will help the overall market. That's absolutely the the strategy here.
Well, Richard, I know that in our next Aero News special feature, we're going to be talking to Phil Quist of SatsAir, and we're going to be on this same topic. If you don't mind, I'd like to bring you into that conversation as well, and I think this deserves further exploration.
Oh, please do.
My guest has been Richard Kane, who is the CEO of Coastal Technologies Group, and you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero, that's aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a clear and unlimited day.